Hey people, it's Kathy Jack Alamea once again with your Slap Radio Policy Minute, coming in hot from the amazeballs aina that is Maui. Bitcoin, it's not a joke, and it's here to stay. The once laughed at, criminalized, and sidelined cryptocurrency is huge. Geez, even the term crypto is scary, making you think it's some sort of zombie coming out of the grave from hell wanting to eat your brains. And it's got the centralized banking industry shaking in its big fat boots. But now investment firms all over the world, major credit card companies, and ordinary individuals are investing in it. Why? Because Bitcoin is now worth over $55,000 per share, or coin. Just a few months ago, it was $20,000. And a few months before that, $10,000. And in the mid-2000s, when it just started, it was just a couple of dollars. Analysts say that Bitcoin could even reach over $1 million per coin in 10 years. Traditional centralized banks hate Bitcoin and all crypto as entities, but as individuals who make up those same entities, they probably have got million-dollar stakes in the game. Crypto threatens the centralized banking system by decentralizing banking for everyone all over the world. The president of India, Narendra Modi, the leader who's really a tyrant in democratic clothing, has already started to make crypto trading illegal in Modi land. But as for unbridled capitalistic America, anything goes, so long as it makes money. And it's making a ton. There's only three downsides. One, it's highly volatile, but generally going up consistently in the last couple of years. Two, the system can be hacked and your holdings stolen, but the more legitimate firms offering crypto wallets have evolving safeguards for such breaches. And three, if the lights go out for an extended period of time, you're screwed, because this currency is owned, traded, held, and exchanged completely online via the blockchain, a new digital reality that makes the internet look two-dimensional. Blockchain, yes. Am I going to explain what blockchain is? Maybe if I had a few more minutes, or like an hour, but I don't, so I'll just leave you to Google it. But what I will say is that blockchain is to us now what the internet was to us in the 1990s. It's that world-changing. Can you imagine what would happen to the power structures that be if centralized banking and all the power holding that system up and profiting from it was simply outclassed, outdated, and decentralized? It's mind-boggling. However, knowing those elites, they never go down without a fight. I just wonder what that's going to look like. Probably a lot like fear propaganda. Yeah, fun times. By the way, nothing in this broadcast should be considered financial advice. I am not a financial consultant, just a law student and human rights advocate and cat lover. Speaking of money, don't forget to donate to KTUH, the only student-led radio station where you can get the most free speech on the radio waves in the state of Hawaii. Go to ktuh.org for more info on how to donate and get a free swanky KTUH limited edition beach towel. I gave. Why don't you? Aren't you cool? That's the Slap Radio Policy Minute. Get it while speech is still free. I'm your political narrator, Kathy Jack Alamea. See you next Sunday at 2 p.m. In the meantime, slap politics!